is prepare the soil. Prepare the soil. You've heard from Pastor Tom what we're doing next week. We're going up top of Patrick's Hill. Get ready to get your walking shoes on. And we are going to plant a Bible. So when I was praying to the Lord this week on what to speak on, it was very clear this was it. So that's what we're going to look at today. Will we pray before we begin?
Yes.
Yes. Will we stand in the house of the Lord? Come on, let's honor the Lord. Let's close our eyes, and if you want to lift your hands to heaven. Lord, I pray for every single person here that you would prepare the soil of their hearts today. That what you want to say, Lord, would be planted and take root and bear fruit in your name, Jesus.
Amen.
God, I pray for everybody here that we would be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. We don't want to just come to church and hear a nice sermon. We want to hear the living God whisper, speak, shout into our lives. So, Lord, we give you full permission to do what you want to do. We prepare this space spiritually. Even right now, let your Holy Spirit search our hearts, Lord. Show us even the sin in our lives. And we confess, Lord, our sins to you. We ask for your forgiveness. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And we also forgive those who sinned against us, Lord. We want to be pure in your presence, Father. So, Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name. And the people of God said,
amen.
Amen. Give them a round of applause. Grab a seat. Praise God. Prepare the soil. So as Pastor Tom was saying, we are doing Seed for the City next week. We are planting a Bible at the top of Bell's Field. But what God talked to me about is preparing this week for that. It's great to go next week to the top of the field and pray. Hallelujah. But you and I know, are there men and women of God in this room?
Yes.
Okay, church, I see. So you know the importance of prayer and being spiritually ready for something. There's a difference between praying into something versus just praying on the spot, isn't there?
Yeah.
You feel it. That's what we're going to do as a church. When there's unity in the body of Christ, the word of God says that God commands a blessing. Do you want God to bless your life?
Yes.
I want him to bless mine. Do we want God to bless his city?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're going to prepare for that. And we're looking at just one verse today. Hallelujah. That's all. Just the one verse. And it's from the book of Hosea. Now, if you know your Bible, some people are going, Dara Burke, what are you about to preach on? But if you don't know the book of Hosea, that's okay. I'm going to give you a bit of background. We're not looking at this today, but just to give you a bit of context. Hosea is a small book in the Bible, and it's part of the Old Testament. And Hosea is a man, and he is a prophet of God. So God speaks through this man, Hosea. And you and I know that we have direct access to God because of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
You can speak to God and he speaks to you right now.
Amen.
But in the Old Testament, Jesus hadn't come yet. So he'd choose typically one person. And this person was Hosea. And Hosea was the prophet over God's people, the people of Israel. And if you know your Old Testament, the people of Israel are crazy. Aren't they? Very stubborn, very stubborn. But God asks Hosea to do something crazy. He says to him, I want you to marry a prostitute. I know, there's an ask of God, isn't there? I want you to marry a prostitute, knowing that this woman is going to be unfaithful in their marriage. But God does this as an illustration for the people of Israel to get their attention, because the people of Israel are like this woman, they're being unfaithful to God. So God uses this illustration saying, I'm still going to love you, no matter how many times you reject me or you're unfaithful to me. And I was laughing in between services. Someone came up to me and said, they started reading the book of Hosea a couple of months ago and they had to stop. And I was going, why? She said, I felt like the Lord was saying I need to go back to my ex. And I was going, that's not the case. Some people need deliverance right now from crazy exes. Hallelujah. I see you down the back on. Anyway, that's the book of Hosea. We're not focusing on that today. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray against any Hosea marriages in the room. Amen. I'm not getting married to none of that. Hell no. But we're looking at a very specific verse in Hosea, and it's God speaking to the people of Israel. But it's all to do with what we're going to be doing over the next week as a church. Lord, bless your word. Can I get an amen? Here's what it says. One verse. I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. That's a promise from the Lord. Goes on to say, plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord. And it ends in this, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. That's the verse for today. That's all we're focusing on. So we're praying for our city. But you know who's part of the city? You. We're not praying for roads and trees and the River Lee, even though they're nice things. We're praying for the people of the city. And we are the people of Cork City. If we're asking for God to transform our city, that starts with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to see a harvest of God's blessing in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
You want it in your family, in your neighborhood, in your mind, in your body. We want it in our city. We want these harvests. And what I'm going to look at today is four P's of harvest. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, here's the first P. Prepare. Say it with me.
Prepare.
Prepare. Prepare. See, if you want a harvest in your life, an abundance, a blessing in your life, you have to be intentional about it, don't you?
Yes.
It's not passive. If you want your walk with God to be good, it's not I just say a prayer with a Sunday. Your walk with God won't be good if it's just a prayer once a week. We know that, right?
Go on.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael. Michael's encouraging me. Okay. Prepare. Here's what we write. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord. There's a time to prepare. And actually, that's most of our time, isn't it? We're preparing for things. Now is the time. When I was praying into this word, I believe God wants to speak to certain people in the room. And you're waiting to do things with God. I'm going to wait till the summer is over. No, the time is now. I'm going to wait until they reach out. No, the time is now. I'm going to wait to get right with God when I'm over that issue. No, the time is now. Can I ask everyone in the room to close their eyes? Just give people privacy here. There's people in the room and you need to get right with God. And just as the scripture says, for now is the time to seek the Lord. It's not at the end of the sermon. It's not waiting another week. It's not waiting till you hit a certain age or that issue resolved. It's now, brothers and sisters. If that's you, and you might feel your heart is going 90 in your chest, that's the Holy Spirit. If you want to get right with God right now, will you slip up a hand with every eye closed? I see your hand, hallelujah. I see your hand, I see your hand. I see your hand. Praise God. I see your hand. I see your hand. There's six hands up in this room. We're going to pray right now. Will you pray with me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All eyes closed. Let's pray. Jesus.
Jesus.
I hear you.
I hear you.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
I choose to get right with you.
I come back.
To you, Lord.
To you, Lord.
Forgive me.
For my sins.
Be my Savior.
Be my
God.
From today,
I follow you.
In Jesus' name.
And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. Give them a round of applause. Hallelujah. You have to wait till the end of a sermon. Can I encourage you, if you lifted your hand and you're going, okay, I've gotten right with God, you're going to hear this sermon differently because your heart's in the right place. But secondly, go downstairs afterwards to our cafe and we have a free devotion and Gospel of Mark. They're your next steps. Don't wait till next Sunday to connect with God again. They're your next steps for the week ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord. The seeds that we plant in our lives, I'm not talking about apple seeds. We know that, right? Okay, some people don't. Okay, when I talk about seeds, we plant seeds all the time. These are our prayers to God, yeah? We plant seeds in our prayers, in our worship, in our obedience, in our repentance. And for some of us, we're asking God to bring a blessing into our lives, to bring a harvest. And the issue isn't what we're doing. You're praying to God, you're worshipping God, you're obeying God. The issue is the ground. It's the same seed, but it's different soil. So the first picture up at the top, if you can't see it, it's meant to be concrete. If I plant a seed in concrete, will it grow?
No.
No. Why? Because it's concrete. You can't even get into it, right? It's the wrong soil. And for many of us, and I include myself, there's areas in our hearts and they're like concrete towards the Lord. I'm praying for God to restore the relationship, but when that person's name is brought up, it's like I get whiplash. I'm going, oh my gosh. Anyone else like that? Yeah. That's an area that God has to work on. I can pray all day, but until I allow the Lord to work in me, until I do that work, it's a hard place in my heart. The seed won't grow. The second picture is sand. Anyone go to the beach over the last few weeks? Do we have a good time? Anyone get sunburned? Yes, me too. My back is red like a lobster. It's shocking. If I plant a seed in sand, will it grow?
No.
No, okay. Church, we're tired today. It won't grow because it's dry. I can get depth in it. I can cover it. I can water it. But it's the wrong environment for the seed. It could be like a workplace. I remember working somewhere before and I could have got more money and more promotions, but I would have had to lie to do it. And everyone I was working with, including my manager, was doing it. And I can pray, God, give me the money. Give me the promotion. Give me the title. It's the wrong soil. Spiritually, it's all wrong. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, be aware the seeds that we're asking God to bless where we're planting them. If it's the right soil, like the one at the bottom, a healthy soil, it's naturally going to grow, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for some of us today in what we're preparing, the issue isn't your prayer, your worship, your heart towards the Lord. It's the environment at times. That's the issue. So our first point, we want to harvest, we got to prepare and prepare the soil. Here's the second point. You got to plant. A harvest does not just happen. You got to plant it. You can harvest pain. You can harvest despair. You can harvest anxiety, and we do that because we keep planting those seeds, don't we?
Yeah.
Or, like the scripture said, we can harvest righteousness. What did we read? Plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plant. It's not passive. It's not, I'll see how I get on. It's very, very intentional. I was down with my mum and dad in their new house. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I was down in Killah. Killah, la, 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 la. I'm not speaking in tongues, that's a sign. Right? But we were next to, you live next to a potato field, a farmer. And I have never seen potatoes grow. I know I'm Irish, I eat potatoes, but I hadn't seen them grow. And I didn't know that they had flowers. Did you know this?
Yes.
Tom, how did you rear me? My college education did not work. Flowers, they have leaves. And this farmer has acres of land next to mum and dad. And every square meter was accounted for. It was like a graph. It was just lines and lines and lines as far as the eye could see. This farmer was planting on purpose. It was so intentional. The Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. There's a season for everything. There's a season to plant. If you miss that window, that's on you. There's a season to be single. Hallelujah. Won't go there now today.
Your time will come
down. I think the Lord's running a bit late, we'll see. There's a season to work. There's a season to retire, amen?
Yeah.
There's a season to love. There's a season for distance. There's seasons for everything. You better know what season you're in. Because if you miss the planting, you're going to get to another season and you need the resources of the harvest, but they're not there. You didn't plant. And when I was reading this scripture, plant the good seeds of righteousness, I don't know about you, but I was going, what are good seeds of righteousness? Anyone else? What's that mean? Good seeds of righteousness. Here's what it means. It's your time with God. It's repentance, confession, it's obedience, it's speaking life. All of these things that we do every day, they're all really small decisions. They're like micro decisions. But those are the seeds that you're planting. Pastor Mike spoke about it last week. How you live your days is how you live your life. So if your first port of call is, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Then you're going to live with anxiety. If my first port of call is, God, I don't know what's happening, but I'm trusting you, I'm going to live with God's peace. That's what I'm planting. In repentance, it's so important that we ask the Lord for forgiveness. I pray it all the time. You hear me in church praying it. But it's something that we miss. We're sinning every day, brothers and sisters. Whether it's major or minor, we're sinning. The book of James says, confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. Sometimes your healing is confessing your sin. You're praying to God for the healing, but you haven't confessed the sin. All of these things are things that we can plant. Harvests aren't built in a day, they're built every day. It's every day. And some people love that. Some people love waking up in the morning. Tom Burke is one of these people. I'm going to tell you about my dad. Tom Burke wakes up in the morning. You have your coffee. You have your slice of toast. He's going, yes. You have a banana. That's most days, isn't it? Sometimes you'll have porridge. You might have some other fruit. But dad is very ordered in his days. Your girl is not. I'm not his daughter. I don't know what happened to me. So for some people, being intentional is quite easy. For other people, we have to really work on it. But for both of us, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. It has to be the Lord. You can't do a life with Jesus and do it off your own bat. Harvests, we're wanting the blessing, God to bless our city, to bless our lives. It's a daily decision, brothers and sisters. And in fact, it's actually across our days. It's all these tiny decisions. We have these trains of thoughts in our head. You don't have to hop on the train of thought. You can hop off it. You say, I'm not going to think that way. So what we're planting, brothers and sisters, can I ask you today, what are you planting? What are your daily decisions, these seeds that we plant? When we are praying at the end for our city, we want to pray for God's provision in our city. Amen? We want to pray for salvation. We want to pray for transformation. And this week, we get to plant these seeds, not just next Sunday when we show up, but on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday. We can do it at dinner with our families. We can do it first thing in the morning. We get to plant all these seeds as we come to pray for our city. Here's the third one. Produce. Do you have faith that God can produce a harvest?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be praying for that. Here's what we write. Plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Flowers and kisses and hugs and teddy bears. No. We love because God first loved us. God is love. God is love. So we know that we can prepare and plant, but when it comes to God doing a harvest in us and in our city, there's a lot more to it than just planting and preparing. What happens is, if I get a clicker, we've got to care for what we're planting. Weeds grow without planting them, don't they? Who hates the weeds in their garden? Pain in my life. I hate them. And if you don't pick up the weeds, they'll suffocate the seeds. So we're planting all these prayers. You're praying for your situation. If you don't pull up the weeds, the lies of the enemy, the distractions, it can suffocate what God is doing. You got to water it. Do you know what the best water is? The living water. Jesus, amen. And then a huge part of the harvest is you got to wait. I can prepare, I can plant, I can care, I can water, but you got to wait for it to happen. It takes time. Most of us are waiting. We're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting for the number 6 bus. We're waiting to cancel the Netflix account, isn't it? And get a refund. No? We're waiting on the All-Ireland final. No one watching, okay? We're waiting on the World Cup final. Okay, that's Argentina or Spain?
Spain!
multicultural church.
Yeah.
All I know is they both speak Spanish. Hola, buenos dias, por favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the harvest, there's more steps in it. Let me break it down this way. If I plant these things in my life, I will harvest other things. So if I plant repentance, I will harvest freedom. I don't have to wait for the person to say sorry. I've already done that in my heart. If I plant obedience to what God is telling me to do, I'm going to have peace because I'm in the center of God's will. When you're in the center of God's will, no one can tell you nothing. When you're out of God's will, my gosh, do you know it. If I plant worship, and that's not just singing on a Sunday, that's worshiping God in everything I do, I will be joyful. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If I plant in prayer, Lord, my first response to whatever happens is I'm going to pray to you. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to harvest strength in that. If I plant generosity, I'm going to harvest gratitude. The Bible says all the time, where your heart is, there your treasure will lie.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's part where that's financial. Yeah. We believe that everything's from the Lord, including our paycheck.
Yes.
That's not your boss. That's Jesus.
Yeah.
But I'm not just talking about money. It's generous with your time. Some people are always in a rush. I have to get through my list. What if God wants you to stop and listen to a person? What if you're generous with your words? So many people are not encouraging. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
That's what's different about us as Christians. We can encourage people.
Yes.
We can speak what God sees about them. And it's true. They are created in the image of God. They're not dirt. Dirt, they're gold.
Hallelujah.
You harvest gratitude. If I plant forgiveness, I'll harvest love for others. Brothers and sisters, what are you planting? And what do you want to produce in your life? I want to produce fruit. I want to die at some point, not right now, but when I go to heaven, that the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. What am I planting? What's the fruit that God is seeing? When we pray for our city, we want to produce this for the people in our city. We want our people to be free, don't we? Do you remember, come with me now, do you remember when you experienced the presence of God for the first time?
Yeah.
And the peace of God for the first time?
Yeah.
And there's so many people and they don't have a clue. And they're tormented. And we walk around almost at times ignorant to it because it's our everyday. But people are tormented. Brothers and sisters, we walk in the freedom of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We got to tell people about it. We got to pray about it. We got to prepare for it. Amen?
Amen.
Here's the last one. My last P of a harvest. We got to pray. The church that prays together stays together. That's not in the Bible. I just made that up. The book of James says, in James chapter 5, the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. Do I have some righteous people in the building right now?
Yes.
Are there some men and women of God right now?
Yes.
Okay, over here. Are there men and women of God over here?
Yes.
You know your prayers are powerful and effective.
Amen.
Yeah. It talks about in the book of Joshua, it says, consecrate yourselves for the Lord is going to do mighty things tomorrow. Consecrate means make yourself holy. When you want God to move in your life and you make yourself holy before him, your prayers are more effective. If you show up on any given day to your court date, to the doctor's appointment, to that difficult conversation, and you're passive in your prayers, it's going to affect you spiritually. But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there's been so many situations in my life where I've been spiritually prepared and it's like the Holy Spirit just speaks from me. I didn't even know what I said. But God just intervened into that situation. When we're spiritually prepared, brothers and sisters, God blesses that and rewards that because he sees our hearts in it. If you're passive about the things of God, you think God is going to bless that? No. We want to be a church that prays. We don't want to be a hypocritical church. The Bible tells us to pray. We are going to pray. And it's not just where we're in the building. The church is you. You're the people of God. Amen? Here's what we read. That he may come and shower righteousness upon you. See, we can prepare. We can plant. We can pray, we can do all of that, but it's God who sends the rain. We got a hose pipe ban in Ireland at the moment, don't we? And all the neighbours are calling each other out on the Ishka Aaron line, ratting each other out and getting fines. Anyone else? No, good, we're all holy here, hallelujah. But even that water is rainwater, isn't it? It's just been processed. Brothers and sisters, we're going to pray that God sends the rain. We are going to do everything that we can do to pray for our city next week. We're going to prepare for the week. We are going to do everything, and you're going to do everything, to pray and seek God about your situations. But at the end of the day, it's God who's in control. It's God who brings the transformation. I can't save people. I can preach a nice sermon, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit that brings salvation. I can't do a miracle for you. I can pray for one, but it's the Lord that does the miracle. It's God that sends the rain. That's why we pray to the living God. Does anyone like apples? People are like, what is the sermon today? It's all over the place. Who likes green apples? A Granny Smith? Pastor Mike, anyone else? Ah, lads, this is very sad. About three people in the room. Who likes the red apples?
Okay. We won!
A pink lady, a royal gala, a pink lady, yeah! Soul Sisters is now rebranded, pink ladies, that's what we're going to call ourselves. Anyone not like apples? Anyone work for Apple? That was good, wasn't it? So I have an apple in my hand. And there's seeds in an apple, isn't there? And usually you can count them. Some people eat the core of the apple, some people eat the seeds. Yeah. Mike, I eat the seeds, eat the seeds. And all. Do apples grow then? And you, Mike? Elma, yeah. So we know the seeds that are in the apple. Think of this, the seeds that you plant this week, praying over your life, praying for our city, preparing for it. They're all very intentional, and you might think they're small decisions. So we know how many seeds are in the apple, but we don't know how many apples are in the seed. You don't know in one seed how many apples, trees, and orchards come from that one seed. Brothers and sisters, it's the same with your prayer. It's the same with your preparation. You might think it's small. Watch God multiply. That's what he does in the Bible. He takes these small things, the loaves and the fish, that are insignificant. He blesses them. He breaks them. But he multiplies them.
Amen.
I wonder what would happen if all of us this week, if we actually prayed, if we actually prepared, if we actually participated, how God would multiply what he's going to do in our lives and in our city.
Amen.
It's not just the pastors. Same Holy Spirit in me is the same Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
We want God to do these things, but we got to put in the work too, amen?
Yes.
So we're going to plant these seeds this week. I'm going to invite the worship team up, and we're going to sing a song called Let It Rain. We want God to rain, don't we?
Yes.
Would you stand to your feet? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, brothers and sisters. For the week ahead, I have a free gift for you. Hallelujah. We like free things in Grace, don't we?
Yes.
The Lord is free. This is a free gift. Every single person I'm inviting, if you want to participate in this week, is there's these little plant pots, seedling pots. And on them is the four P's of a harvest that we talked about. That we are to prepare, we're to plant, we're to pray, and we will produce a harvest. That was the promise, wasn't it? This is your reminder for the week of what you're praying for your life, but for our church and for our city. And in it is a little pack of soil. And the soil is to remind you it's not time to plant right now, we're going to do that next week, but it's time to prepare. It's time to prepare our hearts. If you are to plant something in your garden, do you do that standing up? You do it kneeling down, don't you? So if you want to pray over this for this week, I'm going to ask you, wherever you're at, just to kneel, because we're planting things in the kingdom of God, amen? And in one hand, if you want to hold the soil, and in the other hand, if you want to hold the pot. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray over the soil in our hand as a an illustration, as a metaphor for the soil in our hearts. Lord, we do not want our hearts to be hard towards you. We do not want them like concrete or sand, Lord. We want to be able to plant the good seeds of righteousness and for them to bear fruit. Can I get an amen? Lord, as we see this soil during the week, remind us to prepare ourselves for the work that you're going to do, for the harvest that you're going to bring, and for the plant pot in our hands. Heavenly Father, we do not want to miss this time of preparation. We prepare our homes and our hearts and our heads this week before you, Lord. We pray for our own personal situations, Lord. You know every single detail that's going on. But Heavenly Father, we lift our eyes and we look at our city. We look at the places that we live and work and rear our families, Lord. And we prepare ourselves spiritually for next Sunday where we plant that Bible. Heavenly Father, this week we choose to plant good seeds of righteousness, that we would pray to you, Lord. Can I get an amen? That we would worship you and be obedient and repent and confess. Lord, that we would spend time with you this week, that we would plant those good seeds and be intentional. Heavenly Father, we pray over all of this. Only you can send the rain, Lord. We can do this work and we will do it with everything that we have. But Heavenly Father, shower us with your righteousness. Come and bless us, Lord. And as your word says, we will produce a crop of love. We are expectation towards you, Lord, is that you are going to bring favor and blessing. The areas of our lives that are dry, the areas of our life that we feel are dead, Lord, bring them back to life in the precious holy name of Jesus. So, Lord, this week, these small little illustrations, these symbols, help them remind us of what you can do, Lord, but also remind us of what we need to do. Because we are your workers. Your word, the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Lord, we will work for you. We will not miss the harvest. We will not miss the preparation. So Heavenly Father, over every single person this week, I pray that we would remember what your word has said today. We will prepare the soil, Lord, but we pray for the rain. In Jesus' name. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise you. Let's pray for the week ahead, brothers and sisters. Lord, for every person here, I pray that your angels would protect them this week. Can I get an amen, church? Come on. Lord, we thank you that your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. For the week ahead, Lord, show us your goodness and kindness. Give us opportunities, Heavenly Father, to be your hands and feet. To love people, Lord, to tell them the good news of Jesus, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, we walk in that freedom this week. We commit the week ahead to you, Lord, and until we meet again, keep us safe in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the people of God said, amen. Hallelujah.